I get the joy of prosecuting this case. It revolves around the response from a tragic fatal accident in a vehicle driven by a company driver that owned and operated by a food manufacturing company. What happened was the driver lost control because of a mobile phone call which gave information that distracted her and caused a loss of concentration. Hence, she's prosecuted because she was driving, but also the company as well, because we do find that this is an area that's often overlooked in a lot of people's safety management policies, and yet ironically there are more deaths on the road than ever there are in the workplace. So it's an area that isn't often covered, and we thought we'd plug the gap.
There's a lot of people here today, you know, IASH members and people from within the industry as well. What would you like to see them take away from the event, the lessons that you'd like to bring into practice, I guess?
It's always helpful that they see this in a mock scenario. What we wouldn't want is for the first time they call the likes of the lawyers to be after they've had a real accident, but sadly that all too often is the case. Once they've seen how their conduct on a day-to-day basis stands up to scrutiny or not, then the message that goes back to the workplace is usually to be a bit more diligent to ensure that procedures are actually followed. So the auditing and the monitoring is just as important as the policies themselves. What we see in this scenario is a policy that on paper looks fairly adequate, but sadly it wasn't trained out and nobody follows it.
In reality, how common are instances like this? What are sort of the main areas where, so companies do think that they have got the policies in place, but sadly they may not be as sort of robust as they might look on paper?
You're absolutely right. You never know until they fail, but it goes back to good old-fashioned risk assessment principles, and it is to be as comprehensive as you can and dream up the most implausible scenarios that you can, assume the lowest common denominator with all of your employees, and really try to road test how somebody could defeat your procedures, because you will end up in this situation and in front of the court if you haven't followed it through and made sure that there's a culture in your organisation of ensuring compliance routinely is a habit.